This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to USA Prepares. This is Hour 2 with Kathy and Sharon. Sharon, I want to mention, before I forget, I will give that recipe when we come back after our next break. I have my recipe card out here for the unstuffed pepper soup. And I wanted to give a few samples of what we're dealing with inflation. I looked online. Walmart had one medium yellow onion for $1.40. I was like, wow, that's so expensive. Now, if you have to buy it, I guess you need it, you need it. But I would go to, if it were me, you know, if you have an Aldi's, I would go to an Aldi's, or I would go look at a different store. In November, a couple places had onions on sale. And I think they were 3-pound bags for 99 cents or something like that. So I live in Ohio. So I take a cardboard box. I put about 6 or 7 layers of newspaper. And I just put my onions on a shelf in the garage because I grew quite a few, but I'm already going through them and I've given them to my children. So I probably have enough for another month, maybe a month and a half. But when I get to the point where I'm going to need them, then I'll look for sales. But you know, if you store them where they're, in a cooler spot, or a cellar like you have, Sharon, they'll last a lot longer. And then the other thing is I never store my onions with my potatoes because I feel like that makes them go bad quicker, both onions and the potatoes. So one other example was blueberries. Like, I'm looking at the price of fresh blueberries right now, and they are for 18-ounce or even a 12-ounce, they're like $4, 18-ounce or five-something. So either don't buy the blueberries or buy them in the summer when they were $1.49 a pint and you can freeze them. They thaw very well. They almost taste fresh. They really freeze well. Or you can buy frozen. I looked up the price of frozen blueberries and they were cheaper than the fresh. So it's a matter of looking at the prices, knowing the prices, and knowing sometimes when to buy and how to buy and how to store. And you were talking about storing things, Sharon. And now I've never done this. I've been reading about it. Some people say that if you wrap your lettuce and things like that in aluminum foil, it lasts a lot longer. I'm a little concerned about the aluminum being on the lettuce or the produce. So yeah. If I were going to do it, I would probably wrap it in a paper towel first and wrap it, and then wrap it in foil. Now, I've never done it, but I have read about it. I don't know if you've ever done it that way, but one of the things I've learned, and Sharon, you and I talked about the lady online, it's called the Cross Legacy. She tells you a lot of ways to store food. And moisture is the enemy with a lot of food. And then making sure you soak them in that vinegar bath with the water, a couple minutes, and then you rinse them. And then she lays everything out on towels on her counter, especially things like berries. You want to make sure they're completely dry, like strawberries or raspberries, because if there's moisture, they're going to go bad. So she said she can leave them out for 3, 4, 5 hours. Now, you wouldn't have to do that like with oranges or bananas. I mean, you could just dry them real quick because of the skin. But it gets the bacteria off, which help to degrade it. So there is work that goes into this. I mean, it's not like you just save money automatically, but it's like what you said, Sharon. If you have the skills and the knowledge to know how to do it, it makes your life easier down the road. So like you were talking about like quick meals. So if you had in your pantry and in your freezer, let's say you had chicken or you had ground beef or ham or any of the meats that you would like, but in your like pantry, if you had rice, different kinds of rice or beans or canned tomatoes or cheese in your refrigerator, canned or frozen vegetables, lentils and spices, you can make a lot of meals out of that in a hurry, or pasta. I mean, there's a lot of things you could throw together. You know, you could do like rice and beans with little tomatoes and onions and cheese, or you could do tacos, or you could do spaghetti sauce, or, you know, like I said, I have this recipe, this taco lentil chili, and it's everything out of the pantry. I would not have to go to the store at all. And like we talked about green peppers, Sharon, like I dehydrated my peppers, and I brought in before the frost, I think I had 45 peppers, and I'm actually using those now for like the chili. But the other thing, Sharon, is like my tomatoes, I still have tomatoes. I have probably 8 tomatoes that I'm letting ripen in the garage. I have them on newspaper. I have one riper tomato with them, and they're slowly getting red. And honestly, they're still pretty good. I was really surprised that they would go bad. I've had to throw a few away. You just go out and check them, and then you throw away the bad ones. But I still have tomatoes. So I haven't bought tomatoes since probably spring. You know, it was the last time I bought them. But, you know, it's a matter of just knowing how to do it and just start. And I wouldn't say, you know, it's hard to do it all at once. Sharon and I have been doing this for years, and I did it out of necessity when I was a young mom and had 4 children. It was just something in order to feed them and try to feed them well and not go into debt. You know, that's what I did. But Sharon, I wanted to mention the Dollar Tree. I've been hearing people are saying that the price is going to go up to $1.50. And I don't know if that's true. I'm hearing it, but I have seen in our Dollar Tree, I went in to get some cards, and there was an aisle that had items that were $5. And they were like electronic things, so I don't know how good they were. I just kind of walked by and saw the sign and was not stopping to shop for that. So I would question at the Dollar Tree, in some cases, is it worth it? Because I've read that the size has gone down. Plus, if you look at the price, the unit price per ounce, that gives you the whatever store you're in, that gives you the true price. So they could have reduced the size of the box thinking like, oh, I get this rice-a-roni for $1, but there might only be half of that in there. But you just don't know unless you look at the unit price. So if it's 10 cents an ounce or whatever the price is, when you go to the dollar store or even like a Kroger or Meijer or wherever, then I would look at those and see which is the best price because they have reduced the sizes. I mean, we've talked about the shrinkflation quite a bit. So
yeah, they have. I was just in there yesterday myself. They still have some good deals, though. I mean, I don't like to shop Walmart particularly. I have occasionally. But I do know, like, you can buy a whole box of lasagna noodles for $1.25. I'm still thinking that's probably a pretty good deal. It's a regular size. They have shrunk things like the Sunday salads are smaller. But you just kind of have to, like you said, know your unit price, know your prices. And there's still some really good deals to be had at the Dollar Tree, but you just have to be aware of what you're buying. Not everything's a great deal. But a lot of it's just you get in the habit of looking around. I actually get the newspaper, so I get the Excel. But you can go online and look at them, too. I just don't have a computer. I have a phone, so it's hard for me to see ads online on my little phone. So I just get the newspaper, plus it tells us locally what's happening, which I like to know. But Yeah, when you're talking about the food, like you can freeze cheese. Sometimes I get a really good deal on the shredded cheese and I freeze it. You can freeze blocks of cheese. My experience is it's crumbly. My sister had good luck. They leave it on the counter for 2 days and it reconstituted back. I just personally haven't, but I usually use cheese in the form of being shredded into dishes. And so also you could store cheese in your fridge a very long time. If you have room, just stuff it in the back and you can buy a block of cheese or whatever and it stores very long. I have a cellar, so I can put it in my cellar. You can actually freeze half and half or whipping cream if you're going to use it in a dish. You wouldn't necessarily pour it back into your cup, but I make a cheesy broccoli soup that uses it, and I got a bunch of half and half marked down. I froze it just to see what would happen, and it turned out great and made great soup. So some little things you can get ahead, like you're talking about onions and potatoes. We grew an okay batch of potatoes this year, but not enough that I wanted to use them up on my holiday dinner because we have 13 people over here. So I went and bought some potatoes on sale, but those store quite well if you keep them in a cool, dark place. And onions will store quite well, same way if you can keep it in a cooler, dark place. So like when they had 3-pound bags of onions, if I hadn't grown a bunch, I would have bought a couple bags. Because then you have them on hand, you can make these meals, they're always ready. But in talking about your peppers, I have dehydrated peppers too, and they're great for throwing in your soup. I froze them. I just diced them up and put them on a cook sheet and then put them in a bag. And that was so handy because I make it a great big batch for a group of people that stuffed pepper soup. And I just pull it out and threw it in there. And it was just so easy. I didn't have to take time. I didn't go buy them. Oh, and by the way, the peppers, I wasn't very successful growing green peppers this year. So they have the markdown at our Kroger store. And I got 3 huge peppers. I mean, we're talking big for a buck. And I bought a whole bunch of bags of that and froze them all. So there's a lot of ways you can have this stuff on hand and save money. And so when I made this big batch of soup, I didn't have that much money in it. I really didn't because of the stuff, the way I purchased it ahead of time. And, yeah, that's where the prepared pantry comes in handy, just to have stuff on hand.
Yeah, I agree. And there again, it's like, use what you have. If you find a great sale on canned beans, like last year I was at our Kroger, they had 28 ounce cans of crushed tomatoes for 29 cents.
Whoa, that's good.
I should have bought more, but I canned a bunch of tomatoes. I think I bought 3 cases. But I mean, you can't, it's unbelievable. And they were a good brand. They weren't like an off brand, and so they're wonderful. But then, so, okay, now I'm looking through as I'm going through with winter, I'm going through all my stuff in the basement thinking, okay, this has to get used up. So let me make something with these tomatoes. Or I have a ton of rice, so let me start using up the rice. So I think if you're kind of aware of what you have in your freezer and your pantry or even the stores, like, I almost feel like shopping anymore. There's an art and a skill to it. If you really want to save money, you have to look at the ads. You know, they have digital coupons. They have certain days. They have 3-day sales. So I don't go all the time. I probably go once a week for big shopping. And then I might go, you know, just to run in if I need a couple things, if I'm out doing an errand, to get a few, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 things. So I think that it's cooking from scratch and having the stuff on hand. It really saves you time and money.
Definitely.
Well, we're going into a break, Sharon, so we'll pick up the rest.
Yeah, I actually heard the music this time. That'll be good.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back. I wanted to give the recipe for the soup. And the name of it's called Unstuffed Pepper Soup. So I will try to read it slow. And hopefully if you don't get it, you're driving or whatever, you can listen to it on a rerun. Now, with this recipe, a lot of times I will double it. It makes a lot if you do that. But if I'm going to have it with somebody over, it's nice to have the extra and just go ahead and freeze it because it freezes very well. So the first ingredient is 1.5 pounds of ground beef, 1 large onion chopped, 2 cans of 11-ounce tomato soup, like Campbell tomato soup or whatever kind you have. If you like mushrooms, you can add more. It calls for 1 can of 4-ounce mushrooms. In your case, Sharon, you and I dehydrate mushrooms, so we could add those.
Mm-hmm. That's what I did. Mm-hmm.
1 tablespoon of salt. 3 large green peppers chopped. 2 cans of 11-ounce beef broth. There again, if you have your own, you can do it. Sometimes when I haven't had the beef broth, I've used the Better Than Bouillon in the little jar. It's like a creamy-looking bouillon. I've used that. 1 can of 28-ounce crushed tomatoes. And I would recommend the crushed I made a mistake once and I added the chunks or, oh no, I added the puree. I forgot. I didn't look at the can and it wasn't the same. So I didn't care for that. So I would use crushed, or you can just, if you don't have them, you can put them in your Cuisinart, blend them up, or hit them with a masher, potato masher or something. And then a quarter teaspoon of pepper. And the very last ingredient, you don't add right away. So I use a cup and a half of cooked rice. I just use you can use whole grain, or you can use the converted rice, whatever rice you want, but you add that at the end. Otherwise, it'll get real mushy. And so the directions are pretty easy. It's in a large pot, cook your ground beef and drain. And then you cook your green pepper and onions till they're tender. And then at this point, you can just stir in your broth, your soup, tomatoes, meat and mushrooms, and your spices. And then you bring it to a boil and you reduce your heat. This would do wonderful in a crock pot, too. But if you're in a hurry, it can be done. Like it says cover and simmer for 30 minutes stirring occasionally. But really, I would let it do for 30 minutes, and then you add the rice, the cooked rice, and you heat it through. So really, if you're in a hurry, I would say in 40 minutes, once it's all in the pot and it's simmering, it should be done. Now, like anything else, I think it tastes better, like your chili and your soups and all that, if you let it set for a while. So when I make it, I try to make it like in the morning. I put it in the crock pot and I put it on low. And then if it gets bubbling too much, I just turn it down to keep warm. Now, if you like it that way, then you can add shredded cheese on the top if you like that. You don't have to, but sometimes I shred some cheese. But it's a good recipe. It was given to me by a good friend. We had it at her house once, and I've given it to numerous people. So, and Sharon tried it, and she liked it. So that's
yeah, and the people I've said it to like it. So I went to the ladies' luncheon, and I made it, and there were a lot of soups, and they ate over half of it, which is, I mean, there were nobody even got their soups eaten up, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. People obviously liked it and also made it for another event. And it's a really good stretcher meal, but it's tasty and it really fits good for this time of year because it's kind of cold, and at least up here it is. And I don't know, it's a feel-good meal, and I was really impressed with it. You know, if you don't care, I was thinking, we were talking about, okay, a lot of people don't have prepared pantries, but if they do, they have home storage. Sometimes they have food storage. And I believe a lot of people just sit there and they don't cook from it. And actually the way I'm quite disciplined when I shop, okay? I actually spend probably at least 50 to maybe 70% of my budget on stocking up ahead, and then I eat from what we have on hand. So I have to use maybe 25 or so percent for like milk and fresh produce and apples and, you know, a few things like that. But by and large, the way I shop is to always keep stocking up. And that way I save a lot of money. But I was just going to throw...
Using endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. The fourth Republican presidential debate taking place last night in Tuscaloosa at the University of Alabama. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley going at each other with name-calling and personal jabs. At least three people were killed, another critically injured after a mass shooting on a college campus. Students at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, caught off guard when they started receiving texts about an active shooter on campus. Police have said the shooter was found dead. Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy has announced he's resigning from Congress at the end of the year. McCarthy's departure following a historic event where he became the first Speaker of the House to be removed from power during a congressional term. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back. This is Kathy, and I'm with Sharon. And Sharon, did you want to finish what you were saying?
Or do you I did not hear the music again. Like I said, my connection is not very good, and it happens sometimes where I live. And so there's not a lot I can do about it, but try to work with it. I was just saying that one thing that's nice to have on hand are the tortillas, the like flour tortillas. They store really well. They don't even have to be refrigerated, but it's kept. If you keep them in a cooler place, it works a little better. But I've had packages of tortillas for 4 or 5 months in my cellar. They're still great. But with them, you can make tacos or fajitas or enchiladas or different wraps with meat and stuff.
if you have rice, you can make a lot of different side dishes or main dishes, soups. With pot pies, you can make with a biscuit. Even if you buy the Bisquick mix, that's quick, you know, with vegetables, throw them together. And if you want to thicken up a soup, one thing to do, you can do is add instant mashed potatoes, and that'll make it a thicker soup if you aren't fond. Like I said, I tend to like more chowdery, thicker soups as a whole. Although the stuffed peppers are really good. Anyway, you can also make a variety of casseroles, and like even if you want to make like enchiladas, you don't actually have to roll the mixture up. If you want, you can make it more of a casserole. You put mixture down, cheese, tortillas, and then another layer, and you can make a really nice like enchilada casserole, which is much quicker than if you take each one and roll them up, which is nice, but it's quick. You can make a variety of stir fries. Usually, you know, fresh vegetables are great, but a lot of frozen vegetables work out quite well in stir fries. I even saw in the markdown at the store, they had canned stir fry vegetables. I have no idea if they would be very good or not. But you can throw a lot of different vegetables. And if you have stuff in your crisper bin that you're not using, you can throw it together and make a stir fry and put it over rice. And for breads, you can make a lot of quick breads, like banana bread or nut bread or muffins, biscuits. There's a lot of quick things you can make that you don't have to actually use like a bread machine, but the bread machine's really nice. You can make a lot of different sides with your pasta that are nice. You can either make them or you can buy those boxes that are already made. And it's still cheaper than going to the deli. And so you have to kind of consider, you know, what you're doing. There's all kinds of various desserts you can make. If you have a prepared pantry, you can have cookies, cakes, pies, cobblers, just a lot of stuff. It's handy to have pre-cooked meat on sale. Hand canned, or like you said, I actually did it before I got into as much canning. I would pre-cook my meat too and freeze it, so it'd be quick, because we had 5 kids and I homeschooled them, and I had them involved in a lot of what I felt were educational activities, you know, things like choir or 4-H or piano lessons, art lessons, you know, all kinds of stuff. I tried to round out their education, because my purpose of homeschooling was not to isolate them, but was to give them a better personalized education and have them think and not just be little drones. So, which they all think, by the way. But, you know, if you don't have a real prepared pantry, a good way is to start cooking from the sales. Get yourself flyers, find out what meat's on, decide you're going to make a dish from that. And you just start making your food from the good deals. And then as you get ahead, because you're not paying full price, like, I got Cool Whip, which we don't use very much, but around the holidays we use it for some desserts. And I think I paid 38 cents, and right now it's going for $2 a thing. So wow. You buy that ahead and throw it in your freezer. And same with the beef broth. They had a bunch of beef broth on sale, so I went and got that because I love your recipe. And I didn't usually keep a whole lot of beef broth because I haven't used a lot, and I could use bouillon. If you're using bouillon, you have to be careful if it has a lot of salt.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were using a more salty bouillon, I definitely wouldn't put the salt in that recipe until you tasted it. But better than bouillon is different. But you just have to be aware if you're going to get too salty or not. But having those things on hand, you can put all these foods together, and a lot of them are really quick. Like even the enchilada casserole. It's not that hard to put the meat and some enchilada sauce and layer that all in, put it in the oven and cook it, I think, about 30 minutes. And you got this really nice dish. It's a 9x13. And so if there's two of you, you've got probably 3 meals there. And you could take 1/3 of it and freeze it for later. And then you could have one and wait a couple days and have it again, which is what we do with our leftovers. We don't eat them 2 in a row. We give it a day or 2 break, and then we eat the leftovers. When you talked about gapping all stuff up, I used to call it buffet night. I would take all the leftovers about once a week for the kids, and I'd heat everything up, and I'd say we're having buffet. First come, first serve. And so they would try to get in line real quick and get what they wanted best.
That's a good idea.
Wait, they say that people throw at least 1/4 of their food away. And if you were spending, say, very minimal, say you spend $100 a week groceries, you threw away $25. If you multiply that by 52, think how much money you have at the end of the year. So people often do not realize that the smaller stuff really adds up. And I haven't always done it because we usually eat it, but I'm starting to collect, like, when I make vegetables,
I'm starting to throw them in a bag so I can make a great big vegetable soup down the road. I just throw it in the freezer. And I'm starting to remember to save some of that stuff more. But we eat most of it, and then we have a lot of chickens, and I can give our scraps to chickens sometimes too. But as the prices are going up, it really can pay off to use up your leftovers and be more intentional about what you're eating. And spending, like you said, going through your freezer to find things. I went through my chest freezer. And I found, fortunately, it held up well because I wrapped it. But I found three-year-old deer meat at the bottom. It's like, okay. So I thought, well, that's got to get used up pretty quick, which is fine. It was still good because the way I wrap it, it lasts really a long time. But I don't keep meat in the freezer that long normally. You know, that's pushing it pretty bad. But going through what you have is always good to make sure that you're using up what you have. And in food storage, people frequently don't rotate it, and I try to. It's a little tricky. But it is good to know what you have. And people do this differently, but I personally just mark on the top of the can when I got it. And so that way I know that's an older can. I don't usually want to bother to get my glasses out to see when the actual expiration date is. So yeah. The way I mark wine is just when I bring it in the house, so I know the longer it's been there, the longer, the sooner I need to use it up. There's a lot of ways to do that, but it is a good idea to rotate out your stuff. But honestly, there are very few true expiration dates. It's just when they sell by, most of them. And they're at best peak quality when they're more fresher canned, but they're still good. And if you're going to throw them in a soup or stew or something like that, it really isn't going to make that much difference. And so people also throw away good food just because it says sell by. It doesn't mean it went bad when it quit. It's just ideal for them to sell it, as you and I know, but a lot of people don't seem to understand that. I just watched a video where she actually gave the federal government's rules on this, and basically everything can still be eaten. It just not be quite as fresh tasting or might slightly deteriorate. I know when I can my own food, fruit after about 3 years starts to get pretty soft in the jar. And so I tend to take it out and turn it into fruit rolls. That's what I do. But it's not bad. It just doesn't have the firmer texture. Have you observed that in your canned stuff, anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I typically, if like you said, if it's a little bit too soft, you know, you can make the fruit roll up. I make those. I made my raspberry ones because when I was getting so many, I just didn't know what to do with them. And they were, especially after it rains, they're not going to last as long because they have a lot of moisture. And so I know better. I just go in and rinse them, dry them pretty good, and then I blend them up and make my fruit roll up. And those last, as long as they're in a sealed container, they last a couple years easily. So, I mean, and Sharon, I was thinking about that too, like some of the things that you were talking about wrapping the meat in plastic. Well, I like Food Saver bags, but sometimes the seal lets loose, and I don't know why. I've had some last the whole time I've frozen them, and other times I go in and go, oh, you know, when did this happen? It's in the bottom of the freezer. So I took your advice, and I wrapped my meat real good with, like, the plastic wrap, even though I don't really like to use it that way, but there's really no way I found to keep it. The air has to get out of there. And then I put it in the Food Saver bag. But before I did, I had to make a bunch of new ones. I typically will reuse mine, especially if it's not meat. I reuse them for other things. But if it's a raw meat, I write on the very bottom in the red marker, when you seal the bottom, you have like a half-inch space down there to write. So I write raw. That way I know if I'm going to reuse the bag, obviously after I wash them and dry them, that only gets used for raw meat. So I don't cross-contaminate anything. And then after a while, you know the bags start to get a little bit worn, and then you just toss them. But they're kind of expensive, so I've been able to do it that way. The other thing,
you know, if you have just quick, if you have a Costco, they put their store brand on sort of sale, you know, and then it's a little more affordable and they work well. But I have noticed we have had a Food Saver for years, and the newer bags are not quite as thick as the old ones. Just
right,
you know, yeah,
right.
Go on, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing is deli meat. Deli meat now is $8 to $15 a pound. So I've been just buying very little. We don't eat that much of it anyway. I mean, maybe once a week I'll buy like a quarter pound. That's it. And so I would say, you know, buying something you can to substitute for that, because the cost is just really high. And the other thing, we were talking about soup. Now, if you're going to buy a can of, let's say, Progresso, which has got a little more to it than your Campbell soup, right now they're $2.50. But, okay, let's say you're somebody that can't cook right now. You know, you're just unable to, you're sick, you're tired, whatever. You can't get out, and you have the soup. Well, back a couple months ago, they had them for 99 cents at Kroger. So thinking
of they have it for $1.29 right now.
Oh, okay. Well, mine is at $2.50. But, you know, so if you had to do that, you could keep a stash of the soup. And it might even be good for those days where, man, I don't have anything for lunch. So if you had to, let's say you could add a little more broth to it. Let's say you had chicken soup and you could add, okay, I'm going to add a can of chicken broth. I'll make some extra noodles. I'll maybe throw in some rice, or I'll simmer some carrots and celery or onion. And you could add to it it would be enough for like two people that way. And you would have an inexpensive lunch. Now, I don't buy that many, but those are handy to have on hand. And even if you were sick, you're just not feeling good. I mean, it's still cheaper than going, and it's got to be better for you than going through a drive-thru at one of the fast food places. So that's gotten really expensive, too. But, you know, Sharon, the other thing we talked about was the website. I know both of us listened to a lady. It's called Mary's Nest. She's on YouTube. She gives a lot of good things. And then there's a Dining on the Dime where she talks about meals and groceries and inexpensive meals also. So when we come back, we'll pick up on the other side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, go ahead, Sharon.
Oh, I was just going to say, we're talking about Progresso Soup, and I just happen to have the ads in front of me. Our Albertson store has it on for $1.69. Our Smith's has it on for $1.29. So if you buy it over at the Kroger store, you can buy five cans instead of four. And so it pays the 40 cents difference. Actually, you could probably buy four instead of three. But anyway, you can get more for your money. So it really does pay to compare the prices of the sales, because you could stock up even more if you're just a little more intentional. I just happened to notice that while I was on the break. But continue.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I don't know why you couldn't hear me. And all of a sudden, then, I apologize. Yeah. Sorry, Jason. I was talking
it's
about...
it's the mystery of technology.
Yeah. I got pumpkins. There was a guy down the road. He grew them. And it was, maybe a week before Halloween, and he had all of his pumpkins marked down to $2. So I got a couple decorative ones, and then I got some pie pumpkins, and then I bought a couple bigger pumpkins. So I still have two more to go, but I cooked all those pumpkins down, and I scraped out all the pulp, and I froze a lot of it. But I'm also giving a couple tablespoons a day to my dog. And so I just get like a pint container and freeze it. And then I give her a couple tablespoons of that. And then I can use it for other things. But then I took all the seeds and I soaked them in a little water and then put them in a colander, and I roasted all the pumpkin seeds. So I got two pretty good-sized containers right now of roasted pumpkin seeds. So that, you know, that's something that a lot of people, I see them, they throw them away, they put them by the curb, or they throw them in the field, but that's a food source if you have pumpkins that you can use up. And then if there was a couple little ones that I just threw in the compost bin because they were too small to really do anything with.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I wanted the pumpkin and baked it before and then just scooped out the pulp to freeze for can. And mostly they don't recommend canning pumpkin pulp, but you can cut it. You can can it diced so liquid gets around it better. And so
okay.
I used to can my pumpkin because it's pressure can, but I cut it in like, you know, half inch chunks or something and fill it up. And I've done lots of pumpkin that way. They recommend it better. It's the density. They're concerned that it wouldn't kill all the bacteria all the way through, although I know people who do it. That's probably okay, but it would be considered rebel canning. So I go ahead and just dice it real small, and you can put a whole lot in a jar that way. And then when you get ready to make it, you can drain a little bit of liquid off and just mash it up with your mixer or whatever. And it works great for like pumpkin breads or anything else you make pumpkin pie. Cause I do like canning that way, but you could just freeze it too in baggies if you had the pulp. And I have, like I said, I baked it before. It was kind of a little bit easier. It takes a while, but you don't have to watch it then. I'm not the world's greatest at not scorching things if I have to do it on the stove. So mm-hmm. I find it better when I can avoid that myself, but it works both ways, either way.
Yeah, it's you know, it's just something that it's a good way to use up the pumpkins that are there that when you find a good deal on them. You know, the other thing that I wanted to mention was I've noticed that cotton clothing has started to really go up. I looked at Shirts on Penny website, and on sale, their sale was $40 a shirt. The regular price was $60 to $80. And I even looked like Black Friday type sales, and they weren't very good. So we ordered a couple that my husband had found on sale. And when I went to pick up the shirts at the store, I went to look around, and I cannot believe there was the prices were so high on the men's clothes. And, of course, I haven't really been going to the, like, Penny's and shopping regularly, so it's probably just something that's been creeping up, but I haven't had to go. But there was, the selection was bad. There used to be, like, you could get every size, every color, the neck size that you wanted, and I couldn't believe the stock was really low. But Sharon, I know we're getting toward the end, and I want to thank you very much for your help. And it was enjoyable. Thanks again.
Yeah, well, it's been good. We'll catch you later. Okay, thanks.
Okay, and thanks, everyone, for listening. And thanks, Vince, for letting Sharon and I have this time. Okay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.